Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to go right to the word. I'm going to actually turn your Bibles to St. Luke. Then we got a couple other scriptures to read. And then we can be seated. Get with somebody. Glory to God. If you don't have a Bible, amen, we'll read the word of God together. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. St. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. When you have it, would you say amen? Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I'm going to ask you to turn to 1 John. Not St. John, but 1 John. Way back in the back. Amen. When you have that, would you say amen? 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But the anointing which ye have received of him abided in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is true, and there's no lie, and even as it have taught you, ye shall abide in him. Our last scripture is found in Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. You have that, would you say amen? Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Amen.
The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. And we know that a yoke is bondage. It means you're held captive and you're bound and you can't go free. We can look at people, and we look at one another all over the world. You can look at people. You can look in their eyes. You can see them walking. You can see them talking. But deep inside, they're in prison. They're in bondage. Amen. When you're bound, that means you're held captive. You're locked up. Amen. And so that's what the yoke means. It's a bondage. You need to be set free. Amen. And in Jesus, back in his day, amen, he testified. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he have anointed me. Amen. Has anointed me. I believe that God's got people, we all say we all supposed to be anointed, but everybody don't walk in the anointing. Amen. Amen. The anointing just not for certain people. It's whoever paid the price. You can be saved but not really anointed like you need to be anointed. Amen. Anointing means you have been set aside and consecrated by the Lord, and you've been set aside for a purpose. Amen. And God has appointed you, has selected you. Like the Bible said, many are called, but few are chosen. God calls many to salvation, but only a few can come, some to come. Amen. The same way you can be saved all your life, but if you don't give God your time, like we've been talking about in our Bible classes, if you don't give God some time and seek the Lord and with a prayer life, a consistent prayer life, and walk in the Spirit as much as you can, amen, amen, you will not be set aside like you need to be set aside. And you, amen, God cannot use you the way he really wants to use you. Anointing means I've been set aside. All God's people are supposed to be anointed, but all of God's people do not walk in the anointing. That means walking in the Spirit. Amen. That means, anointed means you're consecrated. You're set aside. You're ordained for a purpose. Amen. And you've been appointed and selected by God. God has purpose in your life. And you, any person that is anointed the way they're supposed to be, they know that they've been set aside. Amen. Amen. That's why you got a lot of people preaching, but amen, many called, but few are chosen. Amen. Just everybody getting up behind the pulpit, that don't mean they've been called by God to preach the word. Amen. When you call back God, you're going to have something following that ministry. Amen. The power of God will follow that ministry. People will know that God is in your life. Amen. And say, for the spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. God does not anoint people just to sit in pews and do nothing with the anointing. Amen. God calls you to work for him with the anointing. You're not anointed unless God put his spirit on you to anoint you. Amen? Amen. You're not anointed in strife. You're not anointed in mess. Your flesh is, God can't do nothing with your flesh. It's your spirit that he moved through. If you're in arguments and debate all the time, you are not walking in the anointing. You got to be called to the sit to the side. A majority of your life need to be concentrated to the Lord to ask you to be used by God the way you're supposed to be used by God. And that was the purpose of Jesus when he walked the earth. The spirit of the Lord God was upon him because he anointed him. God put his spirit on him. When you are anointed, that's the spirit of God that comes upon your life and it rests upon you. It's not upon you today, off you tomorrow, on you today, off you tomorrow. It dwells and rests upon you for a purpose. Amen. Amen. That's why the scripture says, lay hands suddenly upon no man. You don't want anybody laying their hands upon you. Amen. They may be doing all kind of stuff with one frame of mind, and next minute they talking about God's with them. No, suddenly lay your hands upon no man. Amen. Because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. See, it's not a person. It's not Pastor Thomas. It's not another person. It's the spirit of God. If God's spirit don't get up on a person or work through a person, you can't help nobody. Amen. That's what it's about. It's the anointing of God that comes upon that flesh of that person. Amen. Anoint them to set the captive free. Somebody give God the praise. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. If there's no anointing, the yoke will not be destroyed. The same token, out of the same next breath of a breath. If there's no spirit of God, no yoke, no bondage that you or I'm in will be destroyed. You'll just walk in that bondage. You'll just be captive, held captive in that bondage unless the spirit of God come upon you and set you free. Amen. You can even bring about your own deliverance if you stay in the anointing. You can't be in and out of the anointing. When you just abide in that anointing, the Bible says you need not that a man teach you, but that same anointing will teach you. And some people think that they don't need God. They don't need nobody over them teaching them. That's not what they're saying. It said when God threw you with his spirit, it will lead and guide you. It don't mean you don't come to church. It don't mean that you don't have a pastor. It don't mean you are, that's out of order. But it means glory to God. The spirit of God will teach you and lead you all into all truth. Somebody give God the praise. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, because of the spirit of the Lord. And the spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. God has to anoint you or me to preach the gospel. You can say a bunch of words, but there's no anointing with it, won't nobody go free. Amen. The anointing has an effect. It has the effect. Just like somebody say, you want to wash out your sink, wash it out with water. No dirt's not coming out. You better put some Comet in that seat or some Ajax in that seat or something else. And it's a barkeeper, and it's going to get that sink clean. The old anointing, when it's coming forth, it will destroy the yokes. Amen. It won't just break a yoke. You don't want something that's broken because something else might occur. You want it destroyed.
Amen.
Destroyed means, glory to God, demolished, wiped out, eliminated. That means that thing is not coming up in my life no more. Or in your life. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, God.
And this is what God is looking for, men and women to walk in the anointing. We walk in the spirit some days, or most days we out of the spirit. On the days we out of spirit, God may need you to pray for somebody, and you're not in a place to pray for nobody because you're not walking in the spirit the way you're not even obeying God yourself. You got a faulty attitude upon you. You got the stresses of life upon you. You can't help nobody. Glory to God. That's why you need to not leave out your house every morning, every day to get in some prayer. You don't know who you're going to come up before, so you can have the right frame of mind to work for the Lord at any given time. Somebody give God the praise.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. Amen. To preach it to them that are rich, preach it to them that are poor, preach it to them that, amen, don't have two pennies. Amen. Can't even pay attention. Tell them about the goodness of the Lord. Help them in any kind of way. That's why he called us to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Amen. It's a lot of brokenhearted people in this world. Amen. You got a lot of brokenhearted people sits up in the church. Their heart is just shattered. Hallelujah. They messed all up on the inside. Something broke their heart. Something injured them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And said to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance. But you delivered, you are totally set free. There's no such thing about I'm partly delivered. You deliver or you not delivered. Amen. You can't be delivered one minute and you got the same thing going the next few minutes. You was never set free. Because with whom the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. There's no ifs and buts about it. That means that bondage is not coming back. Can I get a witness in here? Anybody got some things in their life today that you know you've been free from? Amen. Maybe you're still going through the road of being free or some other thing, but you can testify. But there's some things that you've been totally free of, and there's no more chains. Hallelujah. Father is shackling you right now. The things that you used to do, you don't do no more. Hallelujah. I used to drink, but I don't drink no more. I used to smoke, but I don't smoke no more. I used to curse, but I don't curse no more. I used to fornicate, but I don't fornicate no more. I used to commit adultery, but I don't commit adultery no more. I used to lie. Oh my, I better slow up on that, because some people sit up in church and still lie. But you're not supposed to be lying no more. Amen. You're doing lying. You're just as bad as the other stuff. Somebody give God the praise. Y'all know something? The Lord said he hates a lie. He said a liar will not tarry in his sight. Amen. The Bible said let your yea be yea and your nay be yea. Amen. If you ain't made it there yet, don't sit there act like you faking it till you make it. Say I'm not what I should be, but God help me to be what I need to be. Hallelujah. Because God will let people see a lying spirit on you. You'll be deceiving yourself. Somebody ought to give God the praise. I mean, you can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. But God got people, amen, they praying, they can see straight through you. You know that you're not telling the lie. You know that you are telling the lie. Amen. Amen. Knowing something wrong is not right with that picture. Amen. If I come to you and you say that, amen, the picture was on this side of the wall, then the next few minutes you say it on that side of the wall, I ain't going to fool with you because I know you about some mess. You don't know what you're talking about, and I don't want to know what you're talking about at all because you ain't going to confuse me. Amen. Your story needs to be straight. Amen. Unless you got some kind of disorder where you can't tell things the way they happen. Then that's another problem right there. You need some help for that. But if you can see clear, tell the story straight. Amen. Somebody give God praise. Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, that's something in my life that even before I got saved, you know, my parents, they're dead and gone. But you get in trouble, you stand up there telling them a lie. We was taught not to lie. Because you're going to get in trouble. One way they find out what you did, you're going to get in trouble for that. So if you evil, hard to get along with, whatever, you better own up until say, that's the way I am. Until you get it together. Amen? It's glory to God. Sometimes we can be raised certain ways, and everybody telling lies in the household. You grow up telling a bunch of lies. And you think that's the right way. And you can bring it all the way to adult, and just always be telling stuff that don't even sound right. People don't know if you're telling the truth or not. When we walk away from one another as saints of God, in the spirit, that's why the world, amen, amen, so we want to talk about the world coming here and be saved. The world sees so much junk going up in the church, they don't even want to come up in there because they're like, y'all got more issues in the church than we got out there. Amen. When I, glory to God, get through talking to you, you get through talking to me, you need to know that I'm telling you the truth. Amen. I don't need to be trying to figure out if they telling me the truth or they lying. And you saved too? Something wrong with that picture. Amen. Come on, give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. How many know? Because you can't fool God none of the time. And you can't fool all the people all the time. Amen. Amen. Don't you know when you tell the Lord the truth, you can be helped? Amen. God will help you. Amen. He will not condemn you, but he'll help you. But if you lie to him, you can't get help. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Have sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And like we spoke earlier, it's a lot of brokenhearted people around here. Amen. People have been crushed in their spirit. Amen. Hurting and pain. How many know when your heart is broken, it takes God to come by and heal that heart. Amen. If God don't come by and heal your heart, amen, you just take brokenness all through your life. And then you get connected up with broken people. They broken, you broken, and it's a broken mess. Somebody give God the praise. How many of the Lord came to set the captive free? You don't even need to be stepping out of one relationship until jumping into another until you are healed. Glory to God, because you're going to take that mess over to another holy relationship, and it's going to be worse than that first one was. Glory to God. You need to let God do a healing. Sometimes we want to get out of one relationship and jump into another, and we're not really healed. You better let God do some healing. Because if you had a problem in that relationship, you're going to take that same mess over to another relationship. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. If you're putting all your eggs in one basket, amen, and you're trying to, glory to God, put all your confidence. How many of the Bible say, trust not in man, but trust in God. Don't put your confidence in people. We don't need a man or a woman to make you whole, honey. You better get whole, connected up with the Lord. He is the one to make you whole. Glory to God. You don't need nobody to affirm you. Glory to God. Because they'll disappoint you in the name the next few minutes. Glory to God. You ought to put your own high shoes on and go down and get your exercise in. You ought to take yourself out to dinner. You need a man or somebody to help you to do that. Make yourself whole before you get a person. Then you won't be messed up when they come in your life. If they decide to leave, you won't lose your mind. Somebody give God the praise in here. Tell me, I need somebody to make me whole. I need somebody, glory to God. Suppose they ain't whole. Suppose they messed up and they mad. Then you got two messed up folks. Hallelujah. But God comes to heal the broken heart, to preach deliverance. Deliverance means I have been set free. No ifs and buts about it. I'm not set free one minute, and the next few minutes I'm bound with the same thing again. If you say God set you free, you should be free indeed. If God set you free from smoking, you should not be still smoking. Amen. If God set you free from fornicating, you should not be still fornicating. Amen. If he set you free from being adulterous, you should not be yet committing adultery. Amen. If you say God set me free, I used to be a liar, you should not be lying no more. Who the Son set free is free indeed. He comes to set the captive free. And you got people that's in actually prisons today and behind in jail cells and different things. Glory to God. How do they cry like, I don't know what. I want the Lord in my life. They want to go to every service that they book for that jail. And hallelujah, they want to say, I want the Lord. And as soon as they get on out of there, they forget what they said and they back in there again. Amen. Because they didn't get fully delivered. Amen. When you fully delivered, you are free indeed. Amen. And it said to preach deliverance to the captives. Captives means someone that's enslaved and bound by anything. If you can be enslaved and bound by drugs. You can be enslaved and bound by alcohol. You can have all kind of addictions. It don't have to be just drinking. You can have all kind of, you can be bound by a lot of things. Amen? Yeah. Bound means that I am held prison. I can't get free from that. My mind wants to get free from it, but I can't get free from it. I don't want to do it no more, but I find myself doing it again. I need help. Well, the Spirit of the Lord will set you free. And when he makes you free, you're going to be free indeed. Amen? Some people go to the classes for alcohol, go to the classes for drugs and all that. Glory to God. But they don't stay free. If they don't get God in their life, they be back on drugs, back drinking alcohol. They don't stay free. But the Lord is the only one that I know will set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been saved like 35 or 36 years. And the Lord set me free from cigarettes. Amen. Set me free from alcohol. I wasn't an alcoholic, but I used to drink occasionally when we had different things. He set me free from all that. He set me free from fornication. He set me free. And I've been free. Amen. And free indeed. Amen. No more chains binding you. And to set them at liberty that are bruised. Amen. Glory to God. It said, recovering a sight to the blind. Amen. And to set them that are bruised, set them at liberty that are bruised. Restoring sight to the blind. When you messed up and in bondage, you can't see. Your perception is not clear at all. It's like you're walking around, you can see this light on in literally, physically, but in your soul, your life is just fuzzy, man. You don't know if you're going or coming. There's no light. Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. When Jesus comes in your heart, like he puts light in you, amen. And you know, how many remember when the Lord saved you, amen? You didn't know you was in such a mess till you came to the Lord. And when you came to the Lord, amen, everything, so they said, my hands look new, my feet look new. That's a song, but your hands are still the same and your feet are still the same. But you had a different perception, amen. The things that you used to do, you didn't want to do them no more. It was a brand new you, amen. Your mind was new. You had a different way you thought. And you have clarity of mind. And they say, I come to, you know, restore sight to the blind. I can't see. I can't think straight. People can't stay on job steady. They can't do nothing because they can't seem to see their way. They in darkness. The Bible said darkness in this world, gross darkness cover the people. They in darkness. Can't see the Lord. Can't see their way. Can't even see how to live a regular life on a regular. When the Lord come in your life, glory to God, he will let you see skills in you, things in you that you didn't even know you had in you. Hallelujah. You could have been on this job paying this much over here when you was over here because you was blind and you couldn't see. You didn't know you had skills over there. You couldn't even see your way. You just took any old kind of job. But God, when he say he'll let you know all the stuff he put in you, skills and abilities you have, you can make money. He'll give you power to get well. Somebody ought to give God the praise. This is what the Holy Ghost is for. Some people say, why do I need the Holy Ghost? You need the Holy Ghost to live, hallelujah, a good life, amen, so you can have the Holy Ghost will cause you to have a good life, not a bad life, a good life. Amen. Not that you're going to be free from trouble. Yeah, you're going to have trouble like the next one, but you got the Lord to help you through the trouble. When you out there, you don't have nobody to help you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. And to set at liberty them that are bruised. To be bruised means I'm injured. I'm injured. And I'm not talking about somebody injured like they get in a car wreck or something, but bruised in your spirit, damaged. Amen. Something came and just damaged you and put a dent in you spiritually where you're bruised and you're bleeding and you're wounded and you're hurting. Bruised. And it said to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. Sometimes you can have people that bruise you. They brutalize you. They wound you. They hurt you. Amen. Glory to God to crush you. Amen. Amen. And to set and it's at liberty to set them that are bruised to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody praise His name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And it says in 1 John, the 27th chapter, it says, glory to God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And the anointing, still talking about the anointing. It's saying, but the anointing which ye have received of him, the anointing, remember, is the Spirit of God. The anointing, when God saved you, it comes with His Spirit, the anointing. Now it's up to you to abide in the anointing. You get saved under the anointing, which is the Spirit of God. It's but up to you to abide in that anointing. But the anointing which ye have received of Him, of who? Of God. Abided in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, because that anointing, that's why you need it. You need it because you can, because when you're not in church, you still need it. Amen? Amen. You're in church, you hear the word and things. You need something to help you when you're not in church. So that's why you need the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will teach you. It'll teach you what's right. It'll teach you what's wrong. It'll teach you not to go here, don't do that, but do this over here. It'll speak to you. It's the Spirit of God. That's all it is. It's the Spirit of God. It speaks to lead and to guide you. That's why I say you need not that somebody be around you, in other words, 24-24. Because nobody can be around you 24-24 to help you and lead you and guide you. But the Holy Ghost, it can be in all of us at the same time, because it's the Spirit of God. And it comes to lead and guide you. That's why I say you need not that a man teach. You don't need nobody to be around you 24 hours to teach you. If you let the Holy Ghost work, it will teach you. It'll teach you. Amen. When you're being taught, that means you're learning. And when you're being taught something, sometimes you got to go through some rough area, some hard knocks. Amen. Sometimes it hurts when you're being taught. How many know, if you know when God is working on you, you feel like it's pain. I mean, a lot of times we think about all these trials, all these burdens, all this trouble I'm going through. Ask the Lord, Lord, are you teaching me? What are you teaching me? Amen. Because when you have learned it, it will not hurt anymore. Somebody give God the praise. When you have learned it, it will not hurt anymore. Lord, there. But when you have not learned it, you're going to say how rough it is. I'm going through this. And most times we point our finger at other people. If they hadn't did this to me, I wouldn't feel like this. But glory to God. God's going to work on you first. Even if they did do something, he's going to work on you first to show you how to get through there. Somebody ought to give God the praise. It said, but the anointing which ye have received of him, of God, abided in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. Some people run off with that scripture. I don't need nobody. I don't need to go to church. I don't need nobody to teach me and preach to me. They're in the spirit of error. They're in a spirit that's not of God. The spirit of error is not. It's a spirit that's not of God. That means you received your own spirit or spirit from the devil somewhere. It's did not line up with the word of God. God's word does not contradict itself. We have to know how to rightly divide the word of truth. We don't say we don't need nobody to teach us. Why would the Lord put pastors and teachers and all the fivefold ministry in the ministry to help us? It comes to help us all. Amen. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing, the same spirit of God teaches you all things. It didn't say teach you some things, say teach you all things. He'll teach you things when you come to church, when you hear the word, and he'll teach you things when you at home, amen, if you read the word. Amen. That same teacher be there with you, amen? Some people say, well, if I could just stay saved in the church. If your attitude's like that, you need to get stronger in the Lord. You feel like I can just, I'll be all right as long as I can sit in church all day long. Nobody can sit in church all day long. You got to live in this earth. God has to be able to trust. Are you accountable? Are you accountable to the Lord? Can the Lord trust you not only in the church? Can he trust you when pastor's not nowhere around? Can he trust you, glory to God, when the saints not around? What do you do? How do you act? What's your behavior when you're not in the church? Somebody give God the praise. If you're accountable for the Lord, amen, that same anointing will lead and guide you. Amen. And it's true. And it's no lie. That's why a lot of people, they select churches they want to go to. I'm going to go to this church because my mama go there, my daddy go there, my sister go there, my brother go there. But you need to select the church. Let God select the church for you and where you're going to get help at. Amen. I don't want to be anywhere. I want to be somewhere where I can get help. Amen. Because if I'm going to be saved, it's the one thing to get saved and speak in tongues and get the Holy Ghost. But you got to learn, know how to walk and live this life. What's the use of me being saved, saying I'm going to get saved, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost, amen, and you ain't nobody told me how to live this life, and I'll be backsliding the next few minutes back in my sins because nobody told me how to live this life. Somebody give God the praise. Jesus. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teach you all things, and it's true. The anointing is true, and it's no lie. The Spirit of God is true. That's what it's saying. It's truth. And you don't slip up and lying and lying one day and I'm of God the next day. The anointing is true truth. And it don't speak a lie. Amen. So you say you are walking in anointing and you lying and stuff, you are not walking in truth because the anointing don't lie. God's spirit do not lie. God's not a man that he should lie. God does not lie. Amen. So there's no way you can walk in anointing and lying at the same time. Now I know we make mistakes. We make errors, but actually a lie is when you purposely just tell a lie, you know you're lying while you're telling it. That's what a lie is. A lie is not an error or human error. We all make mistakes, but when you just know you just lying through your teeth, as the old people used to say, you are lying through your teeth. As a matter of fact, I'm going to add to your teeth going to fall out. I can resist that. For lying. Amen. But anointing is true. And speak no. What good would it be for God to save his people? And there's supposed to be a difference between clean and unclean. There's supposed to be a different people supposed to see something about you that they don't see in the world. They know people lying and scheming and doing everything, but they see the same lying and scheming in church and say, you ain't no better off than me. Amen. I can't trust nothing you say. Somebody give God the praise. You know, sometimes it's like that. We don't mean no harm, but it's something like that. Sometimes, you know, people in this world. They tell you something, sometimes you're like confused. I don't know what to believe. Anybody been like that? I don't know what to believe. Amen. You tell your children, you talk to them, and you say, I don't know which one of y'all lying. I don't know what to believe. God don't want us with an image like that. I don't know what to believe. This thing, if you sit up under somebody, you confused, but you don't know if they telling you a lie or the truth, boy, you better get to praying real fast. I wouldn't sit up under them. Yeah. You better start praying real fast. Lord, am I on the wrong thing or what? You need to feel the Spirit of God behind the things they say to know that they are actually speaking truth to you. Because it's going to be a lot of deceit. It's a lot of deceiving out here going on. Amen. People being deceiving people, and you find out later on all kind of mess about them. The people been sitting up under. Somebody give God the praise. The knowing and the truth. And this kind of word right here, people don't. They want to shallow all around. They want to preach a watered-down gospel because they want people to feel like you can do what you want to do, say what you want to be, say, and be like you want to be, and you can be saved. But see, you're not really helping that person because at the end of the day, when they're alone and when they're going through all this stuff, they have nothing that's strong enough to hold them. So they're going to be in sin and trying to listen to that watered-down mess you're giving them. So one day they're gonna stop faking it because they can't make it. They're gonna stop faking it, act like they're gonna say, I'm sorry, I can't hold out no longer. I don't left. Because you wasn't speaking truth to them. A lot of pastors gonna have a lot of blood on their hand because they didn't they didn't refrain from preaching the truth. You gonna obey God, preach the truth, or say, Lord, I just don't want this call no more. Don't sit there and be letting it lie to the people. Because everybody going to have to give an account for something. Amen? And if you're a pastor, you're going to have to give an account for the group of people that God given you. That's why you need to know each one by the Spirit. Nobody has the same personality. Nobody is as identical alike. Even your children are not identical alike. We're God's children and we're not identical alike. Amen? And you help people as God would help you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Jesus. And it says, and it is true as no lie, and even as it is taught to you, you shall abide in it. Abide. Amen. Amen. We're rounding it up. And in Isaiah, chapter 10 and verse 27 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. There's coming a day, amen, that whatever, amen, the people are bound by, amen, whatever that they need deliverance from, glory to God is saying, amen, amen, that his burden shall be taken, the burden of whatever, the bondage, amen. Amen. In that day, it's going to be many calling upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that doesn't apply to people that God been dealing with for centuries and years and years and years, and they just refuse to obey God. God knows who haven't heard the gospel of Jesus, the gospel of repentance. With the ones that have not heard the gospel, amen, amen, they're going to call upon the name of the Lord. They can be anywhere, and God going to hear their cry, amen, and set them free, amen. How many thank God for freedom, amen? Somebody else thank God for freedom. When you are free indeed, that means nothing is binding you. Nothing is oppressing you. Amen. To be in bondage means that I am I'm being oppressed. It's a power. It's a stigmat, so to speak. It's something over me, amen, that's got me bound and I can't be my... When you're bound, you can't be yourself. Amen. You can't feel joy. You can't feel peace. You can't feel happiness. When you're bound, you're under another pressure, up under another pressure, the pressure of the devil that's pressing you. Amen? And the Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen? Glory to God. If you can be in your home, you might wake up and I don't really feel good. You might wake up and got something going on with you. Amen? You can go to the Lord and tell him about anything and say, Lord, I just want peace in this situation. I don't want to be walking around in bondage. I don't want this to impair me or distract me. Problems and situations can impair you or distract you or bring you to a deformity in the spirit. Amen. You can supposed to be going straight, but you'll be going crooked because something has thrown you off in your mind and your thinking and everything. But the Lord said, who the Son set free is free indeed. You can keep freedom in your spirit, freedom in your soul. Somebody give God a praise. And say, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away. And I'm going to tell you something about that. When God is giving you a word and he's giving you something to go on, you can't be going around here, amen, connected with people that don't, that's talking negative. God will give you something positive, but you hanging with people that talking negative. Oh, it's going, this going to be the worst of you and all this kind of stuff. And this is going, they're going to cut your lights off. And amen, you got a bad report from that. You start listening to that stuff. Compared to what God said, that stuff gonna overtake you. Amen. Amen. It's good even when sometimes when you got situations come in your life, and even myself, I try to be very careful when I got stuff going on. I just don't talk to everybody because sometimes people just don't have, they don't have your answers anyway, or they'll say, "Oh Lord, I know what you mean," because misery love what? Company. So you get with people, they by glad you're going through something. Because they've been going through it for a long time. And they glad they got some company now. What you say wrong with you? Oh, child. I don't like that nest nowhere near me. Amen. I won't talk to somebody talking faith. Amen. And some people, they try to talk faith, but they shaking for you. You can hear the trembling in their voice. It's going to be all right. I think it'll be, just shut up. I don't mean no harm. Excuse my things. Just be quiet. So if you don't want none of that, just don't go around them. Just go to the Lord. Go to somebody that you know going to pray. Amen. The prayer of faith. Amen. And say, Lord, I'm shaking right now. You can tell the Lord you're shaking. You say, Lord, I'm nervous. I'm uneased. But I pray for peace right now. Let me know, because it's best to be in peace than do stuff scared. Can I get amen? Amen? God is so sweet, ain't it? You know, they may say, you're going to go take this test. I want you to go take this test. And I want you to, take a written test or even go test at the hospital. Amen? Amen. That's what I'm kind of person like it. I don't like to be forced into nothing. And I don't feel comfortable with it. I'm not going to do it right then. I don't care if you tell me, just go jump out the window. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just staying still. I'm going to go get my confidence from the Lord. And then after I get my confidence from the Lord, I'm staying away from everybody. Amen. And it's God put me near somebody. I'm staying away from it. I don't want nobody. You know, people don't need to go and go on all search out. And honey, do you know? You know, my mama got diabetes, and my sister got it, and they said I'm gonna get it tomorrow, and all that, all this kind of stuff. I don't want none of that around me. So you shall have what you say. Amen. And most people don't talk faith. So if you want to keep your faith and confidence in God, I was listening to something my sister was saying to me. Sister Joanne, she was saying to me the other day, she said, they just, you know, the doctors and stuff, they just, when they see something wrong with you, they just almost look for the worst. They're looking for it any minute, like they waiting for a blessing. A curse really ain't no blessing. They waiting for a curse to come on you. As they feel like you got some kind of health problem, and when you go back for a checkup, they looking like you should be about there yet to that bad point. She said her doctor looked at her and said, "You sure look good, but your number like this, you look like that." I said, "That's you." I said, "You have to give God the praise. God letting you know you don't look like what they say. Amen. You don't look like, and we don't have to walk around looking like the mess that we have been through." Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's your choice. It's a choice. You don't have to look like what you feel like. If you go before if you don't go before the Lord in some prayer to get him to change your thinking, to change the way you feel, you will walk around. You know, I was feeling okay when I got up this morning. As far as I know, when I was on my way, just feel like I just not feel quite like myself. This feel this kind of. This, I don't know, I can't even explain it. But I just say, I rebuke this. Is this the attack of the devil or whatever? If I would did that, I would got up here and just stood up there and not did nothing. Amen? But I just trust the Lord. Amen? Because right when you get ready to do something from the Lord, sometimes that devil get right in your way. See, that's what we forget. And then if God has given you a word, if God has given you a promise, amen, glory to God, the devil, you don't sit there. See, we forget that the devil is going, we forget when God gives us a word, we just skip to our little, we just get so happy. We forget about watch. Watch the devil, because he see a smile on your face, and he wants to smack that smile off your face. Somebody give God the praise. You got to watch as well as pray. Amen. God will speak a word to you. He said before it happened, amen, I'm going to tell you about this situation. Anybody God has told about something, but you haven't told nobody else about it, and sometimes it's not good to share your dreams. Let's keep them to yourself. Let God put somebody, because somebody might put distract you from believing God. But God will speak things to you about your situation. You'll have a feeling on the inside where God is going to do some things for you. Amen. And he tell you, God always tell you things before they happen. Amen. And the situation could be going on, look like there's no change for, but God will speak to you because he wants you to believe it. Because when it happens, he don't want you to be shocked dead. Amen. I said that. Shocked dead. Because, the Lord will overwhelm you. Anybody know anything about the Lord overwhelm you? Glory to God. And God was speaking to me about some things yesterday. I was doing stuff all day, and I usually try to get my prayer in early, but I was just doing so much around the house. Amen. And then it's like the Lord, he remembered me. Amen. He remembered that normally that I would just get some time in prayer. Amen. And I was busy all day, and the Lord was speaking to me. This might help somebody right here. I wasn't even planning on sharing this, but this might help somebody here. Sometimes the Lord can speak to your spirit, and you might feel like, I'm just kind of tired. Don't really, even if you be in the house with her, I'm just don't really, or my mind is not even geared to prayer right now. The Lord say pray. It's like a thought. We be thinking like your thoughts say prayer. It's like you push that away. Anybody been there? You ain't got to raise your hand. All y'all raise your hand at the same time. You know something told you to pray, but you did something else that was more, you thought was more important. Amen. Then God come back again and say pray. You feel like, I just feel like I just want to go to bed now. I don't feel like praying nothing there. But it's good to obey the Lord. And I went on and prayed. I was kind of tired. I just went on to pray. And the Lord began to let me know. He said, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to do that. And somebody would say, Lord, and we heard that before, Lord. But you know, God's not. How many know God has spoke things to you? Your flesh like, Lord, we heard that. I know I'm the only one. You know, yeah. But you don't say. You say, Lord, thank you. And when the Lord keeps speaking to you, over and over and over and over and over and over again. That means that those situations and those promises that he promised, they are very close. So, I mean, it could be a lot of them. They're very close. How many of you feel like you're close to breakthroughs in your life? Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Stand to your feet. I say, how many of you feel like you're close to breakthroughs in your life?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Come on, give God the praise. I can't tell. Y'all say y'all are, but I really can't tell. Maybe you're not. Maybe it's not your season for the breakthroughs. How many really believe that there's some breakthroughs coming in your life that you've been, amen? Well, you got to get happy about it. Some of you all already got breakthroughs, and you, amen, you came upon it. Let me tell you something. Let me help you have a flashback right here. Some of you done already stepped into some breakthroughs, amen, and you done walked into them, and you done got immune to it and forgot it was a breakthrough. Did I stutter? I said some of you already walked into some breakthroughs. Not saying you're not going to get no more, but you walked into some breakthroughs. Amen. And you done stepped in them, and you done got so immune to them, you don't look at them as breakthroughs no more. Come on, close your eyes. Think about what God has brought you through. Some of you, you've been, glory to God, and bless you with more money, better jobs, better things in your home. All kinds of, begin to think about it and begin to thank the Lord. You place it, you're somewhere now that you wasn't at maybe a week ago or months ago. You hadn't even got to the place where you at now. That's why some of us, glory to God. God, you know, we forget so quick. Don't forget what God's done for you. I still be going over and over, Lord, you fixed this in my house. You did this in my house. And you fixed some big things in my house that I didn't have money to get fixed. My electric. You fixed that. Lord, you fixed, glory to God, my roof. You fixed big things for me. Glory to God. You fixed this and you fixed that. I goes over it back and forth, so I don't forget it. That's why some of us, we don't get the next breakthrough because we're not even grateful. We don't remember what he's done. He wants you to keep talking to him about it and thanking him about it. It brings your faith up. Somebody glory to God.